Weld County Sheriff John Cook has been a vocal critic of the gun bills, even testifying earlier this month at the Capitol against the high-capacity magazine limit. He told the Greeley Tribune on Saturday that these bills are, quote, feel-good, knee-jerk reactions that are unenforceable, and he is not alone in his views. As many as 20 county sheriffs around the state have also weighed in, including El Paso County Sheriff Terry Makita last week. So, Jody, what is their main concerns? Why do they see these bills as unenforceable?
Well, first off, they don't like the bills because they think they give people a false sense of security and that it really doesn't help either eliminate crime or do anything in terms of inhibiting criminals from getting guns. And they also are upset about the fact that one of the bills, which would limit magazines to 15 rounds, they say that most magazines can be easily altered to add additional rounds. So actually, they said if this bill was signed into law, all magazines would be illegal to transfer, sell, or purchase. In fact, they also had a press conference Monday at the state capitol showing that this can easily be done. So this is one of their main points of contention. And they also argue that the bill hurts law-abiding citizens because criminals, they say, will always find a way to obtain weapons without background checks, which is the second bill that they're objecting to. They've gone so far as to say that if these bills are signed into law, they may even try to sue the state and get them repealed.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, the possibility of a lawsuit that would be filed by county sheriffs. I mean, as elected officials that are sworn to uphold the laws of the state, can they do that?
Well, they can try. What they're contending is that these bills are not enforceable. They also point out to the fact that they have discretion, as do other law enforcement agencies, of not so much enforcing the bills, but really deciding which ones that they're going to put a lot of effort into. So I think what they're going to do is probably just not enforce them. We'll see what happens with their lawsuit. There have been instances where groups have sued different states on a variety of different measures, and some have been successful and some have not been.
We heard on Monday that the governor is indeed planning on signing the magazine limit bill as early as this Wednesday. We know that this decision could not have been easy. There's certainly been a lot of interest to consider as he comes to this decision.
He has gone back and forth on his support for these bills. In fact, when he first announced them, he said he was supportive of these measures. He's backtracked a little on a couple of them. And there has been a lot of pressure from the business community, especially the manufacturers of these magazines, which is based here in Colorado. They have threatened to withdraw their business from the state and perhaps move to Wyoming or someplace else, which is more friendlier to gun manufacturers. So there's that kind of economic pressure on them. Plus, I think that Hickenlooper, coming into an election in 2014, has to contend with the fact that this is a western state, and Colorado traditionally supports gun rights and the Second Amendment. So I think he's going to be kind of caught in a little bit of a quandary. And for someone who likes to bring all sides together and kind of make peace with everybody, I think people are going to really look at Hickenlooper as having to come down on one side or the other regarding these gun bills.
Okay. Jody, thank you.
My pleasure.
Jody Hope Strogoff is the publisher of the Colorado Statesman, a weekly political newspaper. For KUNC, I'm Brian Larson.